You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome, Gym Class, for a Thursday. Coming your way here from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash. Mark Duke's joining me coming up in a moment. Isaac on the other side of the glass. And, of course, you are terrific listeners out there, the biggest component of them all. And we thank you for listening to us today. And a big thanks to DuPaco Community Credit Union as well. They are the presenting sponsor of the Gym Class program each and every day. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by visiting them at their website at DuPaco.com. We got a great show coming up for you as we're going to talk later on about the upcoming Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic. That'll be coming up at Elm Crest. Going to do that with a couple of the members of the Zach Johnson Foundation Board, Eric Christensen and Nicole Bureau. Going to be joining us coming up here in just a little bit. Open Championship is underway at Royal Liverpool, Hoylake, outside of Liverpool, and a very interesting leaderboard. After the first day, or very close to the end of the first day, we'll talk about that. Big 12 men's basketball schedules are out, and we'll tell you about Iowa State's conference basketball schedule and a whole lot more. Text line available to you at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. As we'd love to hear from you today as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour here on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids. In Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, as well as KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And we, Mark, good afternoon to you, first of all.
Good afternoon to you, Scott and Isaac and everyone out there.
We may be burying the lead, though. You know that. We may be, because it is day one of the Women's World Cup. I think this should be a recurring daily segment here. It is going to be Isaac's Women's World Cup recap.
Yeah, I mean, it was surprising, New Zealand waking up and you saw New Zealand beat Norway. I told Mark on Tuesday that watch out for the home teams, New Zealand and Australia, because usually during World Cups, even if they aren't the best teams, they usually get a little boost there. So interesting to see. I assumed Australia winning is less surprising because they are a top 10 ranked team, but New Zealand beating Norway is quite surprising. And we have Canada later today, which will be interesting to see how well Canada does coming out of the gate. And of course, US tomorrow. But just watch out for Australia. Again, it's a big, playing at home in the World Cup is a really, really big advantage.
What time is the American match tomorrow?
That's going to be at 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
Yeah, so we'll be able to watch that. Most of the U.S. games, I think only the third group stage game is at like 2 a.m., but the other two are at 9 p.m. So you'll be able to watch against Vietnam and Portugal.
Tomorrow night is Vietnam?
Yeah, tomorrow night's Vietnam and then Portugal, and then I believe Netherlands is the last group stage.
So if you tune in at 9, you should be able to concentrate on something else, say 9:20?
Yeah, probably. I would imagine quick out the gates. The U.S. needs to get quick out the gates and then rest a lot of their starters, I would imagine. Because, again, they are pretty thin at a couple positions, and older team injuries are a concern for them, so I think they're going to try to pile on in the first half and then probably take some of the starters out. At least that's what I would do.
There you go. Great plan. That is a great plan. Mark, are you on board with the daily updates from Isaac as far as the Women's World Cup is concerned?
I am. My God. America pride has been restored. U.S. women's team on the pitch.
There you go. See? We got her all taken care of. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. A lot of golf to get to today. Of course, it is the opening round of the Open Championship going on at Royal Liverpool. It used to be known as Hoylake. Now it's Royal Liverpool. You can call it by whichever name you prefer. Interesting first-round leaderboard. Of course, one of the big highlights going in is
We don't see this very often. In fact, rarely takes place, but a new hole has been created for this championship. Usually these links courses, as you know, Mark, have not changed over not only decades, but over hundreds of years. But in order to stay in the rotation, they wanted to have a more, I guess, suspenseful par three coming down the stretch. So they built a brand new 17th hole. Do not ask Zach Johnson if he is in love with the 17th hole, because I will answer for Zach and his people, he is not.
I don't think he was big on it before this round, but Zach Johnson triple bogeyed that hole today. Hit it way over the green. Not sure why, but ended up with a six on the short, controversial par three. It's controversial because man-made, earth-moving vehicles created this hole and not nature. That's one reason. But Zach finishing with a four over par 75 today. Got a little bit of work to do.
Got some work to do. But you never know with the Open Championship, Mark, because the wind could change. The weather could change on the drop of a hat. So you're never out of this thing. So we'll see. But right now, it's a three-way tie for the lead. Very interesting group. Local Tommy Fleetwood, who grew up 45 minutes up the road from Liverpool. I don't know if he's a Beatles fan. I would imagine he probably is, growing up that close. Five under par 66. Maybe this is the breakout for Tommy Fleetwood. He's won many, many times in Europe. Has not won on the PGA Tour as of yet. Of course, this is a crossover event. Maybe this is Tommy Fleetwood's week at home. We shall see. And then you have the man from Argentina, Emiliano Grillo, who shares a first-round lead. The first Argentine to do so since Roberto De Vincenzo in 1971. He also shot a 5-under par 66, made about a 50-footer on 18 to do that. And then the big story, Christo Lamprecht from South Africa. He is a golfer. He is a senior at Georgia Tech via South Africa, Mark, as we mentioned. Two-time All-American. He's kind of a freak of nature, to be honest with you. By the way, he is trying to become the first golfer in nearly a century to win both the British Amateur and the Open Championship in the same year. Last guy to do that was some guy named Jones, Bobby Jones, way back, like I said, almost 100 years ago. He is 6'8", is Christo Lamprecht. As we mentioned, two-time All-American at Georgia Tech. This guy is going to be, he's the Paul Bunyan of the tour when he gets onto it. If you know anything about golf, his speed, he's got the most insane club speed and ball speed that you've ever read about or heard of or seen. He is at the top. Good player, and much like, Ludwig Åberg, who was down at the John Deere Classic, had a top 10 there. This guy is the other half of that dynamic duo that is going to more than likely be the next superstar duo youngsters to come onto the PGA Tour.
I frankly have never heard of Christo Lamprecht before today, and I've learned about him. The fact that he's 6'8". He had a great grandfather who was 7 feet. But he does share the lead. And I'm going to submit that this will be the last you hear from him. You get this type of thing in the first round of majors. I think especially so in the Open Championship. I'm looking further down the leaderboard. There's your boy, Brian Harman.
I know.
-4, and The ageless one, Stuart Sink, played early, shot 3 under. Not sure he can weather 4 rounds. Wyndham Clark, he's at 3 under. Max Homa, 3 under. All very capable players. Jordan Spieth at -2. He's in the mix. Justin Thomas shot 82 today. What has happened to JT?
I do not know. He just was brutal today. Absolutely brutal. And I'm a big Thomas fan. Now, a lot of people are going to say, well, he's not concentrating on golf right now. He's a newlywed, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't think that's a big excuse. Just not playing good golf right now. And there's a lot of speculation on if he is going to be on the United States Ryder Cup team. Right now, of course, people after the 82 ripping him apart, saying that he should not be, and that he should no be anywhere near Rome. This is just another big decision that our guy Zach Johnson's going to have to make.
No doubt about it. And I really can't put my finger on it. I think another major, he shot 80 or 81, something like that. He's certainly out of it. Not out of it is a group of players at -1. Very interesting collection there. Patrick Cantlay, Brooks Koepka, always gets up for the majors. He's at -1, as is Scotty Scheffler and Xander Schauffele. Rory McIlroy, one of the favorites, in the clubhouse at even par.
Yeah, Rory missed 1 3-footer on the golf course. Scotty Scheffler shot 1 under par and lost 1.5 strokes to the field as far as putting is concerned. And you get to a point, Mark, and even if you're the number one or number two guy in the world, that if your putting is that poor, that you got to do something. I know he made a putter change, went back to an old putter, but you got to start thinking about style changes. You got to start thinking about something because he's giving away a lot of trophies right now. Because tee to green, he's playing the best of anybody by far in the world. Just shows that golf is all 75 yards and in. Keep that in mind, Isaac, 75 yards and in. If you ever pick up the game, there you go. As we know, Mark.
We do, and Scheffler has been a good putter. He's won numerous tournaments, millions of dollars, but sometimes it just eludes you after a while. And I saw a video of him, you know, with mechanical devices and whatnot on the green after, you know, before his opening round play. Yeah, he's searching, man. But at 1 under, he's only 4 back.
Does he look like Roy McIlroy during Tin Cup with the all the apparatus on him trying to figure out? Now, that was Roy was worried about his swing. He's trying to get that taken care of. This guy is worried about his putting. So, yeah, still the same thing. There is a cure-all mechanical doohickey to cure everything in the world of golf, as you know, Mark.
Usually it's between the ears.
A lot of it is between the ears. 319-366-1600 here on the Jim Class for a Thursday here on KGYM. So that is the story as far as golf is concerned, as I believe everybody is in now from round one. Round started at 12:30 Iowa time this morning. So you got your fill of golf if you were up at 12:30 to watch the first shots hit at Royal Liverpool.
We talked yesterday about in course out of bounds.
Yes.
How does Ricky Fowler feel about it? He was 2 under going to 18, hit 2 out of bounds and made 8. Kept the ball on the course, but 2 balls out of bounds.
I'm kind of with you, man. And there are a lot of people that are with you because the other big story besides JT And his troubles today was Ricky Fowler and his venture out of bounds on 18 twice. In course, out of bounds. As you talked about yesterday, Mark, not a lot of people are in favor of it. So if you keep the ball, you know, between the sea and the town, you should be in play, right?
Well, you would think.
Not so much. Not so much. Yeah, Ricky shot one over par 72 today with his 8 on number 18. College basketball news today. Big 12 coming out with their men's and women's basketball opponents for the year. And we don't know the dates. We don't know the times. We don't know the networks, et cetera, except we'll have Iowa State basketball for you right here on KGYM once again. But we do know with an expanded Big 12 with 14 teams this year, we do know that the old formula, the tried and true home and away, is gone. The last bastion of a power conference playing everybody home and away is out the door. So you'll get a champion, a regular season champion, but it might not be a true champion. They were the last ones. Iowa State, you will play 5 teams home and away, and then there will be 8 other Big 12 members that you will play once, 4 at home and 4 on the road. And for Iowa State, Mark, I thought this is a tough go for the Cyclones. Let's take a look at it. First, the home and away opponents for T.J. Otzelberger and the Iowa State men. They will have Brigham Young home and away, so they will head over to the Marriott Center over in Provo, one of the tougher places to play in America to play BYU. Kelvin Sampson in Houston twice for Iowa State. Kansas State, who was a regional finalist last year, they will play Iowa State twice. Oklahoma, Porter Mosier and his Sooners will play Iowa State twice. And what should be a really good TCU team is going to play Iowa State twice, home and away. As we mentioned, good luck with anybody in the Big 12, because basketball-wise, it is going to be an absolute nightmare. Teams at Iowa State will only play once, and they will play at Hilton Coliseum, include Texas Tech, and I have no idea what Texas Tech team is going to be there. It might be Huggy Bear. It probably won't be, but West Virginia is coming to Ames. Isaac is shaking his head. It will not be Bob Huggins. Okay. They will be coming to Hilton Coliseum. Oklahoma State, who had a down year last year, should be better this year. The Cowboys will come in, and Kansas will be at Hilton Coliseum. One meeting this year between Iowa State and Kansas, and it will be in Ames. So that is a plus. Now, 4 away games for Iowa State, teams they will only play once during the regular season, have to go to Baylor to take on, or Waco to take on Baylor. That is going to be a tough assignment. At UCF, now Central Florida has not been a great basketball school. They've had a couple of seasons where they have made the tournament, but for the most part, UCF has not been a great basketball program. Iowa State will go to Cincinnati and have to play the Bearcats in the Queen City. That will not be easy. And then they will have to go to Austin to take on Texas, which is not going to be easy. That is going to be a tough, tough assignment. So having to go to Waco and having to go to Austin, tough. I guess not having to go to Lawrence, though, a little bit of a break.
Yeah, I think there's very few breaks in these schedules as I look through them. It seems like everybody's got a fairly rough road, challenging road. But no question about it, not having to go to Lawrence is a benefit for Iowa State. I don't know, maybe it's been sooner than later that these two teams have not met home and away. I don't know.
Well, it's going to be different, certainly. Now, how they came up with these schools that they're going to play and how many games they're going to play were based on a combination of geography, historical results, and a poll of the coaches to best balance the schedule in terms of travel and competitiveness. Does that make sense to you?
So-so.
And balance the schedule in terms of travel and competitiveness. All right. That would have been a fun meeting, Zoom meeting. The women's side of things, home and away for Iowa State. They'll play BYU twice, Kansas, Kansas State, Oklahoma State, and West Virginia twice. Home only will be Baylor, so they'll come to Hilton Coliseum. Cincinnati, Oklahoma, and Iowa State will only meet once this year, and that will be in Ames, and TCU will come to Ames. Iowa State will go to Central Florida. Houston only played Texas once this year, and Texas Tech. So that's what Bill Fenley and his Cyclone women will face. So that coming out from the Big 12 office today. 319-366-1600 here at 325. And a couple things on the text line right here. Cyclone Tim saying other Big 12 teams that don't come to Hilton are glad too. I would second that. I would very much second that. Kansas probably not very happy that they have to go to Ames, while Iowa State does not have to come to Allen Fieldhouse. Was that OB decided before the field tore up the Los Angeles Country Club and the U.S. Open? Ryan and Walford asks Mark. No, that's, if I recall, that out of bounds has always been there at Hoylake.
I'm not sure, but I don't like it.
And you haven't hit two balls to the right of it. You wouldn't do that anyway. You wouldn't do
no.
that. You can aim left. You can aim at the C and make a little, you know, have a little cut, and you'll be fine. You'll be fine. I bet you Ricky is doing that tomorrow. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Thank you very, very much for joining us here today. We're going to talk about the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic here in just a little bit. First, though, don't leave yet, Isaac. Don't leave yet. First of all, we are going to get an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're online at emilshideaway.com. Eat local, try their burgers and fries. They're made fresh daily, and wet your whistle with drinks from their fully stocked bar, or bring the whole family for friendly service in their dining area. Emil's Hideaway, across from Lindale Mall, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
Several finals in the books already. Atlanta has defeated Arizona 7-5. Milwaukee blanked Philadelphia 4-0. Cincinnati defeated the Giants 5-1. Toronto shut out San Diego 4-0. Your White Sox defeated the Mets 6-2. And Detroit defeated Kansas City 3-0. In progress right now, Seattle trying to salvage at least a split of a four-game series with Minnesota. Right now on top 1-0 in the bottom of the third. State tournaments in action. Cascade and Dyersville-Beckman will play in 2A baseball semifinals later on today. And in softball, Williamsburg and Iowa City-Regina will play for state championships tomorrow. The aforementioned Iowa State women's basketball team and UNI will play in the South Point Shootout November 24th and 25th in Las Vegas. And finally, the University of Iowa announced 4 home football games are sellouts. They would be Western Michigan on September 16th at 2:30, Michigan State September 30th TBA. Purdue, October 7th, also a TBA, as well as Minnesota, October 21st. A few tickets remain to other games, so stay tuned.
Well, that leads to our poll question, Mark, at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, serving customers since 2003. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary. Will Iowa sell out every home game this season, yes or no? Pretty simple. And go ahead and vote. If they don't sell it out, it's going to be very close. Like the opener against Utah State is still available at this present time. And that's probably going to be a sellout because it's the first game. It's Labor Day weekend. It's Fry Fest. You're going to have probably pretty decent, if not really hot weather. So you think that one's probably going to go by the wayside next? Perhaps not. But the biggies went very, very quickly. Hard to tell. Going to be close. If it's not going to be all completely sold out, going to be very, very close. And what do you think, Isaac? Yay or nay on the sellouts?
Probably. I looked at the seating map actually not that long ago, and most of the available seats are just like individual here or there. See, okay. It's not like there's not none together by what I was briefly looking at for at least Utah State.
All right. And Mark, you forgot about the Northland girls. They are playing for a state championship tomorrow as well.
I apologize.
Yeah. Class 1A. Against Martinsdale St. Mary's. Also, thank you 1776 for reminding us about this. The Cedar Rapids Softball Hall of Fame induction weekend coming up this weekend. So that is always a lot of fun. That is out there at Ellis Park. And if you've never been to the Hall of Fame out there and you have the opportunity to go take a look at it, do so. Find it's well worth your time. There's some great stuff in there.
There is, and they'll play some quality softball on the field. The old-timers will collect behind home plate and maybe have a beverage or two, tell a few stories. It's a fun day out there.
Yeah, we've had, Mike Knox on before talking about that, among others. Before we get to a break, let's go to Troy in Muscatine County, listening here at 3:31 on a Thursday. Hi, Troy. How you doing?
Great show, guys, as always. I wanted to get your view on jersey retirements. Joe Wieskamp got his jersey retired from Muscatine recently. Very deserving. But in general, I feel like you could recognize the player by putting their jersey in the rafters with their name and not necessarily having to retire it. I think it puts added pressure on athletes. I look at what they did with Garza. They really rushed to that. They already announced Caitlin Clark. They're retiring her jersey. And with what we're seeing in college athletics, I just got a feeling, to me, sometimes the jerseys will come down or statues come down. Wanted to get your feeling on that.
Good question, Troy. Good question. Mark, what do you think?
I'm not big on it. I mean, I think Bill Shoof of that great 50s team wore number 46, something like that. Nobody's going to wear that anyway. But I think some schools are quick to pull the trigger on that sort of thing. You know, many are deserved, many are not. But look at the Yankees.
Yeah.
How many retired jersey numbers do the Yankees have? What, 15?
Yeah.
Something like
all
that.
All the single digits.
Yeah, all the single digits.
I would agree. I'm with Troy, because as long as you can get permission, you know, like Patrick McCaffrey right now is wearing a retired jersey number. Number 22 is up in the rafters at Carver Hawkeye, and Patrick got permission from the family to wear it. And I'm with Troy. I think you can put it up in the rafters. Doesn't necessarily mean no one will ever wear that jersey number again. So, yeah, I would agree. Thanks for the call, Troy. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks.
319-366-1600. Going to take a break. We'll come back, and we're going to talk about the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic. It's going to be coming up at Elmcrest here very, very soon, and we'll talk about that when we return here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And it'll feel nice out there today with lower humidity and a breeze. Temperatures will be in the low 80s under sunny skies. As we head into tonight, we'll have mostly clear skies and drop down into the upper 50s. Tomorrow, we are going to have sunny skies once again. The humidity stays relatively low and temperatures will be in the low to mid 80s. Over the weekend, we start to heat things up. Temperatures in the mid to upper 80s and then the 90s are on the board as we go into next week. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Keep cool all summer long with 11% off everything at Menards. Check out our great selection of fans and air conditioners. Pick up a Denali Air 8000 BTU window air conditioner. It features an easy-to-read LED display and three fan settings. It's perfect for keeping smaller spaces cool. Get one now for just $199.97 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through July 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Make sure your cooling system is ready for the long haul this summer with preventative maintenance from E&J Geothermal. This smart step keeps you ahead of frustrating emergencies, is proven to extend the life of your cooling system, and can catch a small issue before it turns into a huge expense. Plus, E&J Geothermal is an expert in helping maintain your cooling system. Don't let the summer heat win. Schedule preventative maintenance today or ask E&J Geothermal about installing a new energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
The biggest pro football contests in Vegas are back and bigger than ever with $14 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports. Enter in Nevada, play from anywhere, two ways to win and no rake. Play Circa Million, make five picks against the spread each week with quarterly and full season payouts, or join Circa Survivor. Select one team each week straight up. Last the longest to win it all. $14 million in guaranteed prizes. Visit CircaSports.com for details. Circus Sports Iowa encourages you to gamble responsibly. Problems with gambling? Call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's Wrangler season out there. T-shirt days, denim jacket nights. A pair of broken-in jeans you could live in. Open roads, endless horizons, no destinations. This is when adventure starts calling. And you need to be ready in jeans that are made for the unpredictable journey that we call life. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I'm looking for fuel injector cleaner.
Right now, buy a bottle of Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner and get one free, only at AutoZone.
Will it also help with my mileage?
Get everything you need to restore your performance in MPGs.
Wait, is it good for trucks too?
Whatever vehicle you have, you can find the right products and parts at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back with you on the Gym Class at 3:37, right on the button here on KGYM. Scott Udash, Mark Duke's back with you, and don't forget, coming up right after close up shop at 4 o'clock, it'll be the Todd Brommelkamp Show from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. And also, don't forget, coming up this weekend, we got both ends of the IndyCar doubleheader over at the Iowa Speedway in Newton. Gave tickets away Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays to some lucky listeners for that. And they'll be enjoying that and enjoying, sounds like, good weather coming up for the race on Saturday and Sunday. And then a week from Monday, it'll be the Zach Johnson Foundation Golf Classic over at Elmcrest. And joining us here in studio, Eric Christensen and Nicole Burrow joining us here today from the Zach Johnson Foundation. And they are ready to roll. How you doing? Good to see you guys.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you.
You bet. And, well, here we are. Week and a little less than a half away.
Yeah.
So
coming up quick.
So everything, are all the main big time things taken care of? You got the cross the T's and dot the I's, and then you're ready, right?
Exactly. Yes. Yep. The big things are getting taken care of, and we're starting to announce names, and that's always the biggest question we get is who's coming. So we're working through all those details now. Yeah.
Well,
Who do you know that is coming? I'm aware of Harry Higgs, and that's about it.
Yeah, here is the list as of now, and this is constantly changing. So right now we have Danan Hughes, Eric Paslay, Nick Wayne and Hannah Ellis, Jess Settles, Ryan Palmer, Zach Blair, Kyle Westmoreland, Harry Higgs, Troy Merritt, Richie Rinsky, Colt Nost, Adam Schenck, Patrick Rogers, Davis Love III, Garrett Kago, Jordan Ibregi, and Denny McCarthy. And, of course, Zach.
And, of course, Zach. But Zach's probably right now, he's still trying to bring people in, isn't he, right now?
He is. Yep, we've got about 11 more names that we're waiting to hear from who else is coming. So,
the guy that built the 17th hole and designed it at Royal Liverpool is not going to be invited. I can just let you guys know that right now.
I did see that today, yeah.
I'm going to let you know that right away. But, Eric, this is this, obviously being on the foundation, this is a around the calendar. You know, it's not only one day you guys get ready for, but there are so many things that go into the Zach Johnson Foundation and the background, not even on the golf course. And kind of tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. And actually, I was going to share, this is my second week on the job as the executive director.
Just second week, and look, you're on the radio already.
Yeah, so thank you for that. But yeah, I've been a part of the Zach Johnson Foundation working at the Cedar Rapids School District for a number of years, so I was very familiar with it. But basically, I came on board simply because I believe in the mission, which is to provide these students with new opportunities and guide them in navigating barriers so that they can succeed in school and in life. So it's a great partnership that we've had with the Cedar Rapids School District for a number of years. I think going back to 2010, we're currently in 9 schools in the Cedar Rapids School District, 5 elementary, 2 middle, and 2 high. We're serving right now over about 1,000 students. So I am just thrilled to be on board with the foundation and heading that up and supporting people like Nicole and all the other folks, and especially at the building level too. So it's a great opportunity to give back and also work with kids that might need an extra push or a little bit more support.
Eric and Nicole, this is the 13th year of the Zach Foundation Tournament, and I would imagine there's more than a couple kids who graduated and can tell a pretty good story.
Yes, yeah, we just graduated our second class, so a huge success and accomplishments there to our entire team and the students that have stuck with us throughout the program. I think it speaks highly on our program and shows that what we do is honestly a huge success. So we've got our second class headed to college here in about the next month. So really exciting.
It is. I still remember the very first tournament and the kids out there on the range. The yeah. very first group that has now been out of, you know, been out of high school for a couple years now, and have them with their balloons and everything, and now they're a lot of them are in college. Mm-hmm. That's makes me feel old, first of all. But it's, you know, that's what it's all about, and that's what you know, and that's what Zach and his family wanted to do when they started this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well. Nicole, you do a lot of things as far as the tournament itself is concerned, and tell us a little bit about that. I know you've had, you know, when's it get started, et cetera, just what people need to know.
Yeah, so there are no tickets needed in advance, so this event is completely free to the community. So as you come in that day, you'll be handed a wristband at the gate. There's more information about parking and whatnot on our website. But gates will open up at 7:30 in the morning, and play is anticipated to go until about 2:30 with a 9:15 shotgun.
Okay. And celebrities, pro golfers, you name it, they're all out there.
Yes. Yes, we have a couple new exciting features this year to the tournament. So obviously you'll be able to get to watch some pros and celebrities play golf, but you'll also be able to see a lot of entertainment, a lot of local celebrities at the tournament this year as well. So we've added a fan zone at the tournament. So this is a great spot for spectators to enjoy the day. We will have Iowa Swarm athletes in this area. Gary Dolphin will be there interviewing them, so that will be great entertainment in itself. We will have Dallas Jacobus there singing throughout the day, and then a kids-only autograph area in this fan zone. So this is new for us this year, and we're really excited about that. We also are celebrating the Ryder Cup in many different ways. So while you're out there that day, you'll see a lot of Ryder Cup spirit as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, the Ryder Cup itself will not be there, though.
The Ryder Cup will probably not be there, no.
Well, I say that because we've had trophies there in the past that we did not know were going to be there, and suddenly
they show
there
up.
They were.
Well, we'll see in about a week if it shows up.
Pat Cobb.
Guys, a big part of this event is the gala, which happens beforehand. A lot of money raised. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the gala is the evening before for sponsors. It's a great way for our sponsors to really get to know our program and at the end of the day what they're supporting and why. So that event is held Sunday evening, and we have a silent auction that's actually available to the public and just went live this afternoon. So I encourage everyone to check it out. It's on our Facebook page, and then we also have a live auction for sponsors at the gala as well. So overall, we're looking to raise over $1 million, and so far we're on track for that. So
great. And Eric, you mentioned you 2 weeks, and they throw you into the deep end here right away, but you know, you're probably even looking ahead to 2024 already, because you know, it comes around very, very quickly. And like you said, working on the non-golf end of things a little bit, and kind of tell us about that. And you mentioned the fact you work with the schools a little bit. Was that the big draw?
Yeah, it was. I don't know, it was partially retirement, Scott, and then it's also like, what am I going to do next? So like I said, you know, having known the Zach Johnson Foundation, I had the privilege of working in the school district and actually watching the program work at these schools and hearing the stories. I was the executive director of elementary back then, so I worked a lot with the principals at the buildings that have KOC, and just phenomenal stories, the support that the foundation has given to these kids that, like I said, just needed maybe a little bit more support, and the tutoring that goes along with the Kids on Course program. The support with their social emotional needs, things like that. It's just a great thing. It's a wonderful foundation, and that's what really drew me to say, okay, what am I going to do next in my life? And so it was a no-brainer. So I'm very blessed to be a part of the organization.
On the day of, are you going to have shuttle buses again?
We will. Shuttles will start at 6:45. And they will come from Mount Mercy parking lot and also Harding this year. And they will start 6:45 in the morning, and then they will run every 15 minutes.
Okay, so easy to get there.
Super easy. Of course, there's parking on the streets, but we encourage everyone to park at the parking lots provided at Mount Mercy and Harding just for easy transportation.
Yeah, and it's a fun day. It's just a fun
day. A lot of fun, yes. We also have Kelly James coming back this year. He was there in 2019. He's a T-Box entertainer. Mm. He'll be up on number 8, so spectators will get a great view of this. It's hilarious. It's just a really good time. He's a great entertainer, and he'll be back for a second year at the foundation event.
You need some entertainment before 8, because that is a really hard, long par 3. You need to laugh before you hit the ball there.
Yes.
And that's the name of the game, and I'm going to raise a lot of money, hopefully over $1 million, and that's great to see. I'm kind of interested. Colt Nost is, if people don't know, he's one of the folks with CBS that does the on-course commentary, and he's hilarious.
He always is saying something funny. So, yeah, last year he spoke a lot at the public clinic that's available. So, yeah.
And it's family-friendly.
It's very family-friendly, very much, yes.
Because you got to say that about Colt, because I think...
Yes.
If it wasn't, it could go the other way.
Yes, yes. No, very family-friendly outing that day, yes.
What's the, before we let you guys get going here, what is the website again that people want to check out?
Yeah, it's www.zachjohnsongolf.com. And then you'll click on the Classic tab, and that has everything you need to know about the event, who's coming, our sponsors, how to get involved, and then all the details with tickets and parking and anything you need to know is on that website.
Awesome. Awesome. Going to be a good day, and hopefully the weather will hold out, except for 1 year. It's been great.
Yes. Yep. Fingers crossed.
And we don't even want to talk about
that. No, not at all.
Don't even want to mention that particular year. But Eric, Nicole, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Have a great day on the 31st.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. Take a break. Come back, and we will have more of the gym class and wrap things up for you before 4 o'clock. We'll do it after this here on KGYM.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Yo, Biff, this one still needs to be vacuumed.
The service at Chuck's car detailing business is spotless. But new word of mouth recommendations leave him short of hands.
They don't have an appointment? Just get him in line behind the pickup truck. I'll stay for another couple hours and get it done tonight.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With summer in full swing, now's the perfect time to head to the ballpark. Score great deals on great seats from our friends at Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN. Every crack of the bat, every diving catch, every heart-pounding play. Experience it live, in person, from the first pitch to the final inning. Vivid Seats has a huge selection of MLB tickets, and they're the only ticket company that rewards your purchases. For the best selection of 2023, shop now. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Gilbert worked in retail and restaurant management for 14 years. It was time for a change.
I recognized where I was at was vulnerable to the whims of the economy.
Then he heard about My Computer Career. Gilbert went for it.
In as little as 7 months, I got all of my certifications at a fraction of a cost for college.
He became an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
I can work from anywhere. I have more time for my family as well.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Back at 3:51, and my thanks to Eric and Nicole from the Zach Johnson Foundation for joining us. And that, again, will be a week from this coming Monday, and that will be at Elmcrest Country Club. Always a lot of fun. You want to get there early, and this has been a big fan favorite in the past, and that is they go to the range, and they have some clinics for the kids, and then they also have the trick shots that the pros do. For example, you see this if you watch Golf Channel or the golf competition shows, Mark, they put the panes of glass up there on the top of the poles and plexiglass, if you will, and they hit some shots and they break those panes of glass. And I couldn't do it. They can. That's why they're pros. And the kids love that stuff.
I can do it, but I don't mean to.
No, I may have done it before. I'm not going to say what year, what course, because statute of limitations may still be out there and not expired yet. As far as...
there's a lot of great fun before that shotgun start. Zach Johnson kind of monitors or has monitored a kind of give and take with some of the players and a little cutting up here and there, a little jab here and there. And, you know, that's a fun part of the thing, too. Ralph and Riverside on the text line, looking forward to seeing Big Rig Higgs. Harry Higgs.
Harry's he's a fan favorite on tour, and he is a big man. He is a big man. And he's engaged now. Harry is going to get married, I believe, in the off season. So good for him. And he's had some good events so far on the 2023 calendar. Again, the Open Championship, Tommy Fleetwood, Emiliano Grillo, and the amateur, Christo Lamprecht, all tied 500 par 66 today. We have a Frenchman in second place. Well, one shot off the lead, tied for fourth right now. A Frenchman, a Spaniard, and an American. Brian Harman, low American right now, 400 par 67. That will do our golf friend on the text line. It'll lift his spirits a little bit. Antoine Rosner is the Frenchman. That every time you hear the word France and the Open Championship together, what's the first thing you think of, Mark?
Jean Vandeveld.
Yep. Maybe the biggest collapse in golf history that year at the Open Championship at Carnoustie. Which brings us to the subject of our Friday discussion, guys, coming up tomorrow. It'll be back this week. And we are going to go, Mark and I talked about this earlier on today, and we are going to go with sort of an homage to the 30 for 30s, but not an homage to the 30 for 30s. We're just going to do documentaries. What sports athlete, pro, amateur, does not matter. What level it is, does not matter. But what athlete would you like to see their life, whether it be short or long, chronicled in a documentary? We're seeing a lot of these documentaries coming out. There have already been several, many. But is there somebody out there that you would like to see an in-depth look at their life and their story, whether it be highs or lows, maybe both with every story out there? But that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. We'll do that on our Friday topic series. So jot that down. Do a little bit of research coming up tonight. And let us know who you would like to see as far as a documentary is concerned. You got some people, Isaac? Are they soccer folks?
I could definitely come up with some soccer ones.
Okay. That's all right.
Well-known soccer ones, too. It won't be just, you know, obscure players that no one, when I say you're like, that could be, you could play anywhere. I'll come up with some soccer ones. I always got to add a little soccer flavor to the show just for you guys.
No power slapping, by the way. Or whatever it's called.
I don't think I could name one power slapper. Is that? I guess that would be the term. They're power slappers.
Nobody like that. I've got a few in mind already. There have been documentaries, obviously, done on some of the athletes, but there are some that need to be. Their stories need to be told, and we're going to talk about those coming up tomorrow. Collegiate, pro, amateur, whatever the case may be, Mark, we'll do that tomorrow in the program.
Yeah, it should be fun. We usually get terrific interaction with our listeners and probably anticipate the same tomorrow.
Yeah, looking forward to that. So that'll be on the Friday topic tomorrow here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We will not be talking about Jordan Addison, the Viking rookie who was cited by St. Paul police, Mark, for going 140 miles per hour in a 55 zone. That's not good. Kids.
He hasn't even attended his first practice, and he's already the lead story on ESPN.
Yeah, kids, don't do that. That's just dumb. And, yeah, hasn't even been to a practice as of yet, has been held out as far as many camps and OTAs for the Vikings, but not a good way to get your pro career off and running, certainly, for that young man. All right, that's going to wrap things up. Todd Brommelkamp Show is coming up next, and Mark, we will talk with you coming up tomorrow at 3.
Sounds great. Talk then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
With summer in full swing, now's the perfect time to head to the ballpark. Score great deals on great seats from our friends at Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN. Every crack of the bat, every diving catch, every heart-pounding play.